USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Portland, Oregon Mayor Ted Wheeler left a voicemail message for people who plan to go downtown.
In past demonstrations, the various groups have taken to the streets in the core of downtown. We recommend for your safety to move away from these groups inside a location if possible as a precaution if you find yourself near demonstrators.
Police say 13 people were arrested and some weapons were confiscated as the Proud Boys and other right groups were met by counter-demonstrations on the left. Many of the anti-fascist demonstrators wore masks. One Antifa protester said it wasn't because they wanted to fight with police. He said they wore the masks to protect themselves.
When the Proud Boys see us, they don't dox us or, like, release our information and identify us because we don't want people coming to our houses and interfering with our personal lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There's continued calls for legislation to fight mass shootings. Sophia Valderrama with the El Paso Strong March in Texas had a message for Washington.
I want action, and I feel like there's not action being done right now. I don't see any action going on. I think a lot of people have been saying, oh, yes, we'll do it, but there's nothing really.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho says mass shootings are a mental health issue.
I will support common sense reforms that make Americans safer, but I'm going to stand staunchly to provide and protect the Second Amendment.
A suicide bomb blast has exploded at a wedding party in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing and wounding dozens of people. More than 1,000 had been invited, and there are fears this could be the deadliest attack in Kabul this year. The attackers set off explosives among the wedding participants. One survivor says he was with the groom when the explosion went off. He says he saw bodies strewn throughout the hall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A woman who's 103 sets a world record. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Kitty Hodges of Washington State setting a new skydiving record. To celebrate her birthday, she decided to be the oldest woman to complete a tandem skydive. And she did so, suiting up, taking a plane up to 10,000 feet, and jumping out, doing a free fall for 30 seconds. Hodges and her instructor make it safely back to the ground to the cheers of supporters. She ended up beating the previous record set by a 100-year-old woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 100 animals, including water buffalo, tigers, and lions, have been seized from a roadside zoo in Virginia with a history of complaints. The Virginia Attorney General's office said Friday it joined with state and local authorities to carry out seizures to investigate animal cruelty allegations at Wilson's Wild Animal Park in Winchester. A search warrant shows nearly 120 animals were seized. A spokesman for Attorney General Mark Herring said animal control and animal rescue organizations are caring for the animals pending an August 29 court hearing. Federal inspectors have cited the zoo multiple times for violations. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.